This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jim Peterson is here. That story is true. That was Jim Dutcher after I got destroyed at his camp. And I was crushed. And Dutch was accurate. Jim Pete, I'm going to repeat for you the first question I asked you on your last visit. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Here we go. Why is this team as unpredictable as they are? That's it. That's what I asked you last time. That was my first question to you last time. You know what my first question is this time? Why is this team as unpredictable as they are? Nothing has changed, including a colossal screw-up last night.
Well, and we just went 14-4, by the way. I mean, like, you know, it's not like it's, you know, the sky is falling, but it just seems that way because of recency bias, you know? Like, seriously, Chad, like, I wanted to slit my wrist last night watching that fourth quarter. I mean, I was like, you could feel it coming. You know, they had the 24-point lead, 10 minutes to go. All of a sudden, they go on that 10-0 run, and all of a sudden, it's cut to 14. You go,
uh-oh.
I said it. There's 8 minutes to go. There's a lot of time left in this game.
Yep.
And so they start playing that 2-3 zone, and, you know, we started having some bad possessions. Then Ant came back in the game, and the first thing he did was jack up some, you know, 30-foot three.
Dumb shot.
Yeah, so, and, you know, and Grady even said, you know, like, that's a questionable shot. Like, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, it's because we've all seen
kind.
It, right? We've all seen it. And so, and Chris was not happy after the Philly game either.
No.
Finch was really upset. Like, he was, you know, I saw him afterwards at the hotel, and, I mean, he just was so beside himself because it's a fatal flaw of his team, basically, is the lack of professionalism and understanding the moment, what's needed. And, you know, it kind of reminded me, I was sitting there watching that game and I was sitting there watching us unravel kind of like OKC did when we came back from 24 down against them.
Right.
Using a 2-3 zone, by the way.
You know, and you're right on 14-4. That cannot be forgotten. But within the 14-4, there have been great performances against great teams. Including Oak City, including the dramatic craziness of Denver. But then these other performances where if it's just attention to detail, professionalism, respecting the game, they win it. And we've been having this back and forth debate. We can talk about this, whether this team is in better position to go far in the playoffs compared to last year. And you were raising very valid points. And look at the number of guys who are playing their best basketball right now. Rudy's playing his best basketball. Randall for multiple months has been playing his best basketball. Dante, Conley, McDaniels, probably Nawh. And, like, I can't disagree with any of that, but there was just a more professional, consistent approach last year. And I'm not saying they didn't have bad games, because they did, but there weren't the swings. So with the playoffs starting soon, I responded to our buddy Jace Frederick, who does a brilliant job for the Pioneer Press. I have no clue. I still feel like I know a fair amount about the game. I watch the game incessantly. They could lose in the first round, and I go, not that big a surprise. They could go to the Western Conference Finals, Jim, and I wouldn't be surprised. And the truth is, I think everybody in that organization feels the same way.
Hey, Chad, remember last year when the Wolves, at the end of the season, the last starting in the middle of March, they lost to the Denver Nuggets, and then they lost a tough game at home against Chicago. But then they lost to the Phoenix Suns twice.
Yes.
At the end of the season, they got beat by – Wolves scored 87 points in the one game.
Yeah, decisive losses.
Game 82, they got beat by 19 points against Phoenix.
Yep,
and
at home.
And by the way, there was a loss against Denver in there too. So the Wolves lost to Denver twice and Phoenix twice towards the end of the season. And we all thought that the matchup with the Phoenix Suns was going to be a travesty, right?
Didn't we? I was in the group.
Awful?
I have to admit it.
Yeah.
I was in it.
And so anyway, I just think that you're 100% right. The standard deviation of what could happen, in terms of like big wins, big losses, playoff wins, playoff losses, anything is possible, and that's why we love sports.
It is. I was texting with Ricey about it, and I would say, I text him, I go, Duke feels better about handling the press than the Wolves felt about handling the zone. And we just were joking back and forth. And even I finished with Jace, too, on the tweet today. They're like a good TV show. It's suspense. You don't know. Okay, so let's talk about a few parts of this. Chris is fairly inclined to say, at times, figure it out. I'm not going to bail you out all the time. And we're both big backers. We both think he's an excellent coach. I think he's one of the seven or eight best coaches in the game. I believe that 1,000%. I felt like he needed to make a few more moves last night.
Yeah, it's funny. I think some people think he needs to be more fiery, too. And it's like we had some friends at the game last night. Afterwards, they were wondering about, doesn't Chris get on them? It seemed like, as things were unraveling, he should get more angry. And I was like, well, you've never seen him at practice. And, he doesn't tend to show guys up on the court. You know what I mean? Which I think is a good thing. I think it's actually a really good thing. Like, he gets into them in the locker room. And trust me, his displeasure is known to the team. Then he doesn't save anybody from any kind of criticism. But, he's got a tendency, and the players, to go back to Mike. When things kind of start unraveling a little bit, he goes back to Mike and he goes back to Jaden. And really what was needed, I think, at the time was they needed more shot makers, because the zone was – they were kind of just like playing boxes and elbows, and they were packing it in, and they were making it difficult to get the ball into the middle of the zone. And so – Jaden and Mike don't always help in that regard, And do you know what I mean? Like, I think that Dante and Nas were the two guys when they came into the game. In fact, that's the point I was making, was like, when they came into the game, the Wolves struggled at the beginning of the third quarter, and it was a 10-point game, and all of a sudden those two come in the game and they start moving the basketball, and it pumped up to 24 points and things were rolling. I just feel like sometimes that he goes back to Mike, and I understand why, because Mike is a calming influence for those guys. But I agree. You could have pulled some more strings, but you know what though? At the end of the day, Chad, the last couple games against Philly and against Brooklyn, especially against Brooklyn, they were junking up the game with all kinds of junk defenses, and the Wolves had seen it. We've seen this a bunch. This is not some new scenario. So Chris, I think, was trying to make them figure it out. But what was happening last night should not have happened. And they all know it.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art.
Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
They afterwards, clearly this was organized to say, we're good, one game, let's not worry about it. You know, let's just calm down, let's just move on, and let's look ahead to Memphis. Did you like that approach, and did Chris need to do that as a contrast to what how mad he was at Philly? Because I think there are some people saying, now, wait a second. If you get your doors blown off and have a 23-0 run, that's kind of where you want to see the coach fiery. And I think he picks and chooses and might have felt like, I was just fiery after the Philly game. How many times can I keep doing it?
Yeah, you can't sit there and overplay that card. That's why I say, like, you know, when my buddies are asking me, why doesn't he get into guys? Like, why isn't he more fiery on the bench? I just don't think that you can't do that today to these guys. It's not Bobby Knight time. You know, you don't want to embarrass them and show them up like that. So it isn't to say he isn't tough, as I maintain that Chris is as tough on these guys as any coach in the league in terms of just making them accountable. So yeah, I mean, you don't want to make too much of it. We're getting ready to, we need to win against Memphis. We got to beat Memphis tomorrow. And then you got to come home and take care of business, and you got to start the playoffs on a positive note. You don't want to sit there and beat these guys up, you know, game in and game out. And by the way, you have to admit, Chad, when they built that 24-point lead, they played some of the best basketball of the season up to that point. The way that they were able to lock down Giannis, get back in transition, not give up all the easy stuff that Giannis had been getting, they had played great. So, again, it is a microcosm. That Milwaukee game, of all the things that happened, was a microcosm there. See, John was right, by the
John
way.
John was 100% right. 100%.
John was 100% right. Chris wanted to blow it up, but it certainly was that.
I guarantee if Chris ran into John, who he respects immensely afterwards, he would have said him off the record. I just had to say that. Okay, before we go, I got 90 seconds. Let's rank the teams the Wolves want to avoid as long as they can in the playoffs. I'm going to go first. Oak City 1. Lakers 2. I just don't like their matchup against both those guys. And I got the Warriors 3. What do you think of that list? Do you want to change it? What are your thoughts?
I would put OKC 3, actually. And I would
really?
I'd put the Lakers 1. I don't think we match up with the Lakers well at all. And I think that the Golden State Warriors are also a difficult matchup for us. And I think that we have a lot of confidence against OKC. I feel like we can play against them. I feel just me sitting there coming into the games against OKC, I feel good about it because we have so many guys we can throw at Shea, and we have length. We have Rudy that can be in there and play with Hartenstein and Julius is a big physical presence that can go up against Chet. So I feel good about OKC. I don't feel as good against that size and athleticism of the Lakers and then the shooting and what they had going on at Golden State. They got a good vibe going at Golden State.
Enjoy that spectacular nightlife in Memphis. Go ahead. Go out.
Hey, by the way, you know, I want to get into this with you at some point. We can do it off air, but if you were going to go to the Masters, you've been to Augusta, where would you put your chair? Where would you go and sit?
I would sit. There's a spot. There's a spot along 11 right fairway where you can see 11 green. You can see 12. part of 12, and then you could see a little bit down 13. You know, so
you would go when you got through the gates, you'd go right there first.
I walked mainly, but if I was going to stay, that's where I say you got to stay back because you got to avoid the big bleachers behind the tee on 12, though, and it lives up to every bit of the hype. And I'm told you're going to get me on the course next week, so thank you.
And by the way, the 2:30 start on Sunday is upset with the schedule maker.
Criminal. If I was calling games, you know what? I would still have the damn Masters on.
I
would still have the Masters on. I still would call the game 100%, but I would.
I
wouldn't need that replay. I got no replay, but I can tell you what Rory just did on 16. All right, we're late. I gotta go. See ya,
thanks.
Pete in Memphis. Jason next.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.